Case number 9460, Douglas J. Ritter, northeast of Road 298, southwest of Canal Drive, being part of lots 1, 3, 5, and 7 within Short Hills Development, varying from side yard setback requirement.
Douglas J. Ritter, 20706 Mulberry Knoll Drive, Lewis, Delaware. Yes, I do. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I am seeking a variance for the side setback on a garage for a dwelling I'm going to build. It's my understanding that the garage can be 5 feet off the property line if it's not connected to the home, and 10 feet if it is connected to the home. I would like to put the garage 5 feet off the property line and connect it to the home. The nature of this lot, it's kind of narrow, and the way the septic system is already on the property, I can't drive over. I have to drive around it
right
to actually get into the would-be garage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Questions from members of the board? Mr. McGee?
No, sir.
No. Mr. Wharton?
No.
Mr. Hunt? Mr. Mills?
No.
And hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think because of the lot size and shape that certainly shows uniqueness. And obviously the applicant didn't create that situation. I think it would be necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, especially considering the detached, it could be closer. I don't see very well the central character of the neighborhood and minimum to afford relief. Therefore, I make a motion that we approve case number 9460 for a 5 foot variance.
Have a second to that motion? I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9460. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.